overnight, a notice came to us that we were cut, the youth program was cut across this country. No discussion, no negotiation, nothing, just cut. Then when enough of us raised heck, then all of a sudden it wasn't a cut, it was just a freeze. Well, I don't know how cold you feel, but that doesn't answer the question. Our culture is our life. It's a way we live, it's a way we speak. It's not a job. So to turn around and make this about employment alone, it is about employment, but it's not employment alone. It's our culture that's under attack, and that's what we have to stand up
for. Welcome Glenn Knockwood, who does some incredibly important work for the Gipu Youth Center. So let's make some noise.
O great spirit, whose voice we hear in the winds, whose breath gives life to the world, hear us. We are small and weak. We need your strength and wisdom. Let us walk in beauty and make our eyes ever behold the red and purple sunset. Make our hands respect the things that you have made and our ears sharp to hear your voice. Make us wise so that we may know the things that you have taught your people, the lessons you have hidden in every leaf and rock. We seek strength, not to be greater than our brothers, but to be able to fight our greatest enemy, ourselves. Tahoe. The mission of the Gipu Youth Center is to develop and nurture the leaders of tomorrow. The program provides an atmosphere that welcomes the unity of youth and elders and promotes participation between different cultures which are represented in the local community. The main goals of Gipu is to engage youth through traditional First Nations philosophies and activities, sports and recreation, and increase their awareness of healthy living. To provide the youth with skills for personal development and leadership and ensure they have what they need to achieve their fullest potential. To be told without warning, without any preparation, that this program is no longer able to run is disrespectful to the Aboriginal people of this country.
We've actually invited our Member of Parliament, Megan Leslie, to come here today and explain to us a little bit about what's happening at the federal level. So let's welcome Megan Leslie. So my message is, if this is really about skills development, then talk to the friendship centers. If this is really about employability, then talk to the friendship centers. If this is really about realigning priorities, then talk to the friendship centers. As you heard, these cuts came with no notice and with zero conversation. What government needs to do is talk to the friendship centers.
If there's a young person out there who has to leave home for whatever reason, we should have a place for them to land in Halifax, where they feel at home culturally. If there's a young person who has been dealing with too many closed doors, we should have a door open to a place where they can rest and be youthful. We need to give youth a place in the community to keep them in the community, where they can be affected by community support. These youth are our future. We must help them have a better future by giving them a place to grow and develop into healthy adults. My 15-year-old son does not need to get a job. He needs to know other kids in the community, to grow up with a network of friends, to have the opportunities to do activities that expose him to our culture, which I have had to source out and restore to our family. My daughter is a brilliant artist, like my father, like myself. Her and her friends, 13 and 14, learning to do traditional crafts. She does not need a job. They need snacks. They need friends. They need to feel at home in the community so that we can help them and keep them in the community. Thank you.
Hi everybody, my name is Rebecca, and it was at the Kipu Youth Center that I found what I needed. The Kipu Youth Center, it gave me a positive place to go and a positive youth to hang with. Youth that weren't just smoking pot and getting drunk and doing drugs, but youth that were like doing awesome things in their community and like doing awesome programs every night.
I keep hearing people talk about priorities, but whose priorities is it? It doesn't seem like it's any of the youth priorities. Did anyone talk to them? Does anyone know what they want? No. It's these people that are higher up making decisions for people on the floor, but they don't even know what's going on. And they don't seem to care to really find out what's going on. And that hurts me because I feel like, well, I don't feel like I know that the youth are the future. Through learning about Aboriginal culture, I came to understand what it meant for me to be African Nova Scotian. And I never knew what that was before. And to have that, to know that I'm okay being me, is a gift. And so when you take a program away like this, you're not only taking away a form of education for the people that it belongs to, there's no education for anyone else. And that's how you can help to alleviate the effects of racism.
My name's Ira Falloon. Since I've been going there, it was probably one of the biggest changes I've had in my life, because since I've been going there, I'm a lot happier, a lot healthier, and I have great friends, and the center has become like a new family for me.
It went from a cut to a freeze to a temporary freeze to a realignment. So let's keep pushing until they completely unfreeze and restore cultural connections for Aboriginal youth.
Apology, hypocrisy!
Cuts are colonial!